Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestros Daf Yud Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Hey. We're starting at the top of Amud Aleph. The more quotes the Mishnah that says, Groigros Mishi Yodush. We mentioned the idea of Groigros, that you put it aside in order to let it dry and then to make a shape out of it. Says the Gemara Rabbi Amar Lev Shimon Bray, Rabbi told his son of Shimon, Alei Ve'ave Lonu, using Rav Chaim's Girsa, Alei ve'ave lonu tumori min achovis. Please go get dates from the barrel. Amalei ve'ino also mishum mukze. We talk about it on Shabbos, and we know there's a concept of mukze. When a person takes fruits and lets it dry, lets it, you know, ripe, so there, you know, it becomes mukze. So if it's mukze, how can I go and take the dates on Shabbos? Amalei ve'adayin at lezu. You still need to learn the following, to teach, I should teach you. The only thing which, if you put aside, you're not allowed to enjoy it, is only grapes and figs. Other fruits that you put aside, you're allowed to enjoy it when it's put aside. You can come and take it. Now, what's the reason? What's the difference? Figs and grapes, when I put it to dry, in the meantime, it stinks. It's not edible. It's not usable. So therefore, it becomes mukze. Other fruits, you let it dry, but in the meantime, during the process, you can still enjoy them. So therefore, it's never mukse, it's never maksa midaiter. He never pushes it away, and you can still use it on Shabbos. Says the more of Zehira, boy, come here, Avyoiso. So Zehira asks Avyoiso, let me stop rebelling pitsuli avuuda, meaning, Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, knew this halacha. But why by dates, in this case, he was not so sure? Because we're not talking about regular dates. We talk about pitsuli teino. We talk about these unripe dates, and you take them before they're fully grown, and you let them dry. And during the time, they're really not edible. So Shimon felt that these dates are similar to the figs. The same with figs, when you dry them, they become mukzel. Also, the dates, when you dry them, these have the dates before they're completely ripe. You cannot eat them, cannot enjoy them, so they become mukzel. Omar Lei Uf Anasov can also thought that way. Yes, the case was in that pitzulaya. And still, you know what Rebbe told his son? Still, the rule is, mukze is only by the figs and grapes, and not by these dates, even though there is a stage which are not really usable as much, but they're not considered to be completely mukze. Says the Gemara, Rav Yaakov Azad Yishem Ravo, Adod HaTeimo Alin and Shabbos. That's all regarding Shabbos. By Maestris, anything which is not fully ripened, it's not fully cooked, it's not fully ready, so it's not Chayv and Maestr. You don't say, oh, it's usable while it's in the process, so it'll be Chayv and Maestr. You're not Chayv and Maestr until the Malacha is finished. It says more, you see very clear from our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah that the Greg is only one, he sticks them into the barrel, and when he wants to make an eagle out of them, only once he makes the eagle. Are the figs edible before? Of course they're edible before. But because the process did not finish, you're not chayvin meiser. So by meiser, the rule is, anything that did not finish the process is considered to be mukze. Mukze gabi meiser, meaning you're not obligated to do meiser. Kedush the Gemara says, Nishbura achavis nifchato, if the vessel broke, said the Mishnah, it's a machlekes, do you say that the fruits that are already inside, do they have chiv and maaser or not? The first man, Dharma, what he holds, and now we're going to use again the Girsa of Rav Chaim, the top fruits need the bottom fruits. I mean, before they were put into the vessel, they need the bottom fruits to squeeze them and make them ready. But the bottom fruits don't need the top fruits. So the bottom fruits, once they were squished into the bottom of the barrel, they're ready to be eaten. So even though the barrel now broke and it wasn't filled up, the bottom one is already chayv and meiser, because the bottom fruits don't need the top fruits. Divrei shoyni achrim, but the last man, the one who argues, what does he hold? Meaning all the fruits need each other until you don't have a full barrel full, so they're not fully finished and ready. So that's what Rabbi said, if the kli broke, you're not chayv and meiser in any fruits, even the fruits already inside. Continues the one with base on blazo de Rameir. This Mishnah is Rameir. Why? What's the Afkamino? To the Tizbim, I don't think to say, Stom of Yabyesi, halachic is Stom. Maybe say the Stom argues in Yabyesi, meaning if the barrel broke, if the fruits are in there, ready, chavim, mice, or not, Stom against Yabyesi, so we have to pass it like a Stom. The fun kids are mayor. That's what I have to say. They're a mayor. The first one name is not stoma. It's a mayor. They're mayor via basi. Oh, yeah, basi. We have a mayor against a basi. We pass on a basi, and therefore we want to mention to you the first one name is Rabbi Meir. With this, we conclude the first parak of Maseches Maestros, Hadronach Klal Omru, Hadronach Klal Omru. Says the Mishnah, beginning of the second parak. Haya Oiver B'Shuk, we're talking about Am Haaretz. Am Haaretz is passing in the market. V'matlu Lachem Te'enim. It says to people, take figs. So we assume that his das says, take figs in here right away. I mean, don't take the figs into your house. It's not you're fully finished. I'm about to take it to the market and to sell it. Oichlim uptoim. They can eat and they're potter because nobody thinks this was ready finished. But if they took it to their house, and once you bring fruits into the house, that's when it's chav and meiser. So you take the fruits from Amharitz. Amharitz to say, I'm taking it to the market, eat it right now temporarily. Once you take it to the house. Now it's obligated meiser. You have to do meiser. But if he said, he says, take it and take it to your house. What he means to say is, I already brought it into my house. And I already made it chav and meiser, and it was mafresh meisrus. So you can take it into your house. It's already finished. It's already fully done. Therefore, they should not eat temporarily from it because it's already chav and meiser. So they took it to the house. Meaning, once I know that Amoritz says that he did meisrus, really, mikardin we soymech, we believe the Amoritz. Rabbanan misakin not to believe him. So therefore, Rabbanan said that you have to do Dumai. Dumai is a suffix. It's meaning we assume it's probably okay, but it's a chormid de Rabbanan to go and do in Maestris. If the Amoret says, these fruits are finished, it's already, I did it in my house, you can take it to your home. So we know he's basically saying, I did Maestris. So you don't trust him, but it's not a full Maestris, it's only a suffix de Rabbanan, chormid de Rabbanan, so we do Dumai. Continues the Mishnah, Yushrim b'shar b'chanus, they're sitting in a gateway or a store in the marketplace. Go eat figs. They eat in the potter, similar to the beginning. We're not talking about it in the house. We're talking about it in the market. We're talking about it when he's giving it to other people. It's not a finished product. But the owner of the gate, the owner of the store, because for them, that's the house. So for them, whatever they took, it's as if it went into the house. Hi, it's mixed up with other fruits. That's not a problem. Whatever belongs to them is chav and meiser. Whatever belongs to others is not chav and meiser. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yepater, Achi Yachzir is put until he turns his face, or Achi Yishani Mekom Yeshiva, so until he moves a place. Why? Because the place of any Meiser, is Chav Meiser, it's only a place where you're not embarrassed to sit there. If a person is sitting in the store which is open to the street, and everybody can see him, he's embarrassed to eat there. So therefore it's not Chav Meiser. So until he turns his face, or he goes to another place where they can't see him, he's not Chav Meiser until that stage. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maestros, Daf Yud Aleph.